And now, it's time for your reality check. And here's the reality coach himself, Mr. Nigel Booth.
It's the 4th of May 2023. Welcome to Revolution Radio. My name is Nigel Booth, the reality coach, and this is the reality check. And we have got a guest in the studio today that I've got to be honest with you, blew me away many, many years ago. And he's going to blow us all away today. But before we come to him, we'll go over to the man and the captain in the chair. How's it going, Glenn?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Good week.
Yeah, it's been a good week. I had a rough week last week. Wasn't well at all.
That's right. It
was, and, I think I was struggling through. And I was trying to do that classic thing, trying to do too much, and I just ended up prolonging the illness.
Yeah.
Which regular listeners of our show will know is literally going against everything that I've told people I normally do. But
isn't it strange, you know, because we can hand out all this medicine that we hand out. We hand out every single week.
Yeah.
And over the last couple of weeks, we have both had a reality check. Mm. You know, 2 weeks ago, my back went again.
That's right.
You know, and it's still dodgy as it is. And then last week, you were, well, with greater respect, when I spoke to you, it was like you sounded half dead.
I felt it, yeah. And it's kind of, yeah, it's a case of we've got to practice what we preach, and we do most of the time. But, you know, it shows, doesn't it? We're all human. Sometimes, you know, we don't always manage to follow our own advice.
Absolutely.
But I think the most important thing is actually just, as we've just done now, is basically just recognising that, reflecting on that, and moving forward.
I think you're spot on, you know, and it's, I do want to come and, you know, we're going to do a show, a full show, on our reality checks, because my reality check a couple of weeks ago, I was shocked at how much I had slipped away from the authentic me. Seriously, it was only when you got no choice but to lie there and not say anything that, you know, you start thinking, you know, there's nothing I could do.
There was nothing else you could do, I suppose, and sit there and think and reflect and meditate on it. Yeah,
you know, and determined not to get back in my wheelchair. That's the reality check.
Love
it was
that.
Amazing. Yeah, me too. Okay. We're going to come across to our special guest. Now, I've got to tell you guys out there listening is that I'm talking to an author of two books. Such an amazing guy. He's got an energy that is unbelievable, you know, and a knowledge and a thirst for knowledge. He is inspirational. He's motivational. And not for just being who he is, but to actually really get to know so much that he can to be able to complete two books. So without further ado, Aston Smith, welcome to the reality check here on Revolution. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I am fantastic, my friend. Now, I think it's fair to say that, share with everybody that's listening, how old are you?
I'm 11 years old, just turned it on the 4th of April.
Wow, and you've written two books?
Yep, first one when I was 8, second one when I was 10.
Wow, and what are these books about?
Both of them are about space. The second one is basically just a remastered version of the first.
Okay. Now, I've got to be honest with you guys listening out there. I've known Aston for quite some years now. And I've actually got the first edition of the first book signed by you. And again, what you've done today, coming into the studio, you've signed it again for the second time. What is it like to know so much about space? Because you clearly do, don't you?
Yeah, very much. It's just that when anyone asks me a question, I'm just like, oh, okay. Ah, got it.
Right, okay. So where do you get all the knowledge from?
Most of the time I get it from YouTube, different search engines like Google, Bing, Wikipedia, sometimes the BBC, and much more.
Excellent. So just so that listeners understand, when did you start this idea of looking into the skies and seeing stars and so on and so forth? When was that?
Well, it started when I was about 2 years old.
Okay.
When my grandpa lended me a telescope meant for watching birds. It has about, I believe, a 2.5-inch mirror diameter, and it's only meant for watching birds. And I just looked up at the sky and saw a star. I was like, wow, I wonder what else I can find.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to come back and we're going to sort of really ask what it is that you have found. But we also want to talk about you as an individual. In the studio today, we have got Aston Smith, an 11-year-old who's already got two books behind his name. He's done multiple TV appearances. And, you know, we're actually giving out big shouts today to a number of people, which we'll do slightly in a bit. But, Aston, I want to talk about you, about being different, because you are different. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
What? Why are you different?
Well, I've been diagnosed with two symptoms, ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder for long, mm-hmm. and autism spectrum disorder.
What do them do? And again, it's for lots of adults too. We haven't got the foggiest idea. What does that mean for you?
Well, some others, it could mean a bad thing, but to me, it's a good thing. Okay. And I think everyone else should think that as well, because it has enabled me to be super creative in every possible way. And I just couldn't have made my books without it.
Wow. So going back to the books then, okay, so you've got ADHD.
Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder for long.
Yep, and also you have
autism spectrum disorder.
So tell me about the autism so that people understand exactly what it is that you experience. What does that bring for you?
Well, my autism is the one that enabled my creative mind, with my ADHD making me a bit more hyperactive.
Okay. Okay, so going back, you've used this difference to be able to create a book, to create two books. And you haven't just created them, you've gone off and sold them. And you had to go back to press because the first edition of the first book sold out quick.
Yep.
And then how many times did you go back and get them republished?
So we went back to get it four times.
Four times that you had to keep going back?
Yep, so we had a first batch which was originally supposed to go out to friends and family, but other people discovered it and I went into my room, and as I came back, where are they?
And all of them had gone?
Yeah.
Wow. What does it feel like to be an author?
I was like, wow, my family are really paying attention, but it wasn't just my family. And to be an author is, to me, to have a deep understanding of different things, and so that other people can also admire me and so that I can inspire them.
Because you're having a lot of attention right now, aren't you? Particularly with this second book. You've been on TV a couple of times, I believe.
Yep.
So, and I remember, very proud, I sat there and watched you on TV. It was great. And it always is, isn't it? When you know somebody and then they're there on telly, it's like, I know him, it's Aston.
There he is.
That's it. So what was it like going to the TV studios?
So as I was going to the BBC, I was like, oh my God. I was just really, really nervous and everything.
Wow.
I just couldn't control in my hyperactivity.
And what was it like in the studio? Is it big? Is it bright? Are there lots of people there?
It's not the brightest, but there can be quite a few people.
Right. And what was it? Cause did you go down to London? You went up to Manchester?
Yes, Manchester.
Manchester, and that was for the BBC, is that right?
Yes.
Excellent. And then did you go down to London then for something? We've only got 1 minute. Thank you for that. You see, now that's what I need. I need someone like you in the studio to tell me what it is we need to do. Yep. You know, we've got Mr. Producer here.
Yeah, but you never look at me, do you?
I never look at him. So it's a good job that you're looking at him.
Thanks, Aston. Yeah.
I'll tell you what I'm going to ask you, because it's not right now you're having a great time with it. And, you know, it's great fun. But it's not always been like this. I know you were talking earlier on about when you were at school. People weren't necessarily that great to you.
The Reality Check with the Reality Coach, Nigel Booth.
Welcome back to the Reality Check. And again, in the studio, we've got Aston Smith, author of two amazing books, been on TV on numerous occasions, and is heading out to the stars himself. You know, he is going to be huge. But the one thing that we do know, Aston, is that it's not always been as smooth sailing as it is at the moment, is it?
No.
And it's like you were saying to me just a short while ago, is that there was, at some point, you were actually bullied at school.
Yep.
What was that feeling like?
It felt absolutely horrible. Like, I just absolutely hated it. But now what I would say to them is, look who's laughing now.
Absolutely, my friend, look who's laughing now. But in regards to people that go and pick on other people and say not so nice things, what do you think that's about?
Well, I think that they just want to have a little bit of fun and just don't really like the concept of other people being around them.
I think that you could be right, you know, because sometimes bullying, and because it's a big thing, isn't it, in a lot of schools, you know, and I think sometimes it can start off with exactly as you say, you just want to have a little bit of fun with somebody. But what happens is that we don't tend to think about the other person, do we?
I do.
But you're different. So what would you say to those bullies, besides saying, you know, look who's laughing now, but what would you say to those bullies out there that go out there and actually say not so nice things or do not so nice things to people?
I would say, please don't do that, because you can ruin other people's life.
Absolutely.
By saying those sorts of things. You could absolutely crush their dreams, and that's a really, really bad thing to do.
Yeah, it is. Okay, listen, if that's okay with you, I'm going to come across to your mum, if that's all right, because I know I'm a parent myself, and I know sometimes... welcome to the show, Lindsay. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
thanks so much for bringing Aston. I know that you've kind of turned out to be PR, haven't you?
Yeah.
You know.
PA.
PA, sorry, yes, that's right. His personal assistant, taking him there and everywhere, which is fantastic. But I also know, just on the same point, that, you know, it's not always plain sailing, and it's all great fun, because it's not great. But even as a parent, though, what is it like for yourself and Aston's dad to be parents to the Aston?
I would say, you know, the first word really that comes to our head is honoured. Watching him be himself is a phenomenal experience. But coupled with that, there's also, you know, it's quite emotional, seeing his difficulties, seeing him struggle.
Yeah. Because that must be tough.
It really is. And there's certain things that we can do to help make that a bit easier for him. But you can't wrap him in cotton wool.
No.
And you can't remove every stressor for him. And that's the horrible part of it is sometimes seeing him really struggling in situations where other people would find it easy.
Mm.
But there's also, again, the flip side of that is watching him thrive in situations where some people would struggle.
It's a very well balanced, but as a parent, you know, because again, it's the same for us all as parents, but there are those moments, aren't they, where and it must be awful when you can see what's going on, and you have to allow that to happen to you. Is that right?
Absolutely. I mean, there's times when Aston's become just so overwhelmed, but we can't do anything about it. We can't immediately leave a situation.
Yeah.
And just seeing him get so distressed sometimes, and there's nothing we can do to stop it.
Wow. Wow. Well, I've got to say to you, thank you so much for being his parent, and it is an honour, and I really am chuffed. Now, Aston, we're talking about a variety of things here, but I actually want to go back and sort of talk about what you class as your superpower. Tell me a little bit about your superpower.
I class my ADHD and autism as my superpower.
Okay. And what kind of things would you say that as a superpower, what does it bring you?
Well, my autism brings me my creativity, and my ADHD brings me my drive to carry on.
Right, because you are going to carry on doing all of this, aren't you?
Very much.
Carry on learning more and more and more. Somebody else that is got certain things, that Elon Musk.
Yes.
I believe that you think he's okay.
Not just okay, he's amazing.
He's amazing. Okay, tell me about Elon Musk then. So why is he amazing?
Well, Elon Musk is amazing because he's inspired me to do so many different things, and he's taught rockets how to land themselves as well.
Wow. Now, I actually believe that he actually put was it Starship, the rocket?
Yes.
He put that up into space, and it didn't finally get there. Is that right?
Yeah, it didn't get in space too much. It blew up. But in my eyes, it's not a failure. It's a success because you can learn from your mistakes and make the next one better.
Wow. Okay. Okay. And I believe that you want to have a conversation with Elon Musk.
Very much.
You want to meet up with him. And why not? Why not? What was it that you'd be saying to him if, not if, when you meet Elon Musk, what kind of conversation are you going to have?
I think I'd talk to him about how he learned how to do so much and everything.
Okay, okay. Okay, I'm going to throw you a little bit of a test here. Okay, I'm going to test your knowledge on space.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Very much.
Very much. So, and I'm going to ask you some questions because, seriously, the reality check, the radio show that we're doing, it is to try and pay it forward and teach people. But do me a favour. What is, for you, the biggest planet? What is the biggest planet in our solar system?
The biggest planet in our solar system is Jupiter, with also having the most moons that we know of as of now.
Okay, can we see Jupiter from Earth?
Yeah.
How do you get to see Jupiter from Earth?
Well, you can look at it with your own eyes, and you can also use binoculars, which you can see Jupiter's moons with, and any sort of telescope.
Okay, okay, next question. How long does it take the Earth to go around the sun?
365 days, or 365.25 days.
Right.
That's what a leap year is for, every 4 years, because we orbit the sun one quarter of a day longer than 365 days.
So when you look into space, right, and I'm asking this because I'm sure this is lots of questions. Every single time we get a guest on, I tell people who we're having on and then they ask me questions and then I get you to ask the question. So the question is, how come they just keep going round and round and round? You've got the sun in the middle and it just keeps going round and round. How come it just doesn't stop?
Well, the reason why it doesn't stop is because there's nothing there to stop it.
Right, okay. And if we're spinning round, how come we don't just fling off the side of the planet?
Well, it's because of Earth's gravity, and since humans have had several hundred thousand years to evolve and adapt to it, we have no idea that it's happening. Well, unless we're taught about it and that we know everything about it.
Because you are very knowledgeable. Now, we are coming to the end of the show, Aston, and I wanted to say thank you so, so much for coming into the show. And I know that you're ultra busy, but it's been great to actually hear you. I think your energy is amazing. I think you're going to be a complete inspiration for so many people. But I also want to sort of take this opportunity for asking our listeners if they will help us to help you to have a conversation with Elon Musk. So what is it that you would say to all of our listeners that, and you never know, somebody out there may know him, what would you say to them that would actually inspire him to get in touch with you?
Well, I would say...
It's a toughy one, that is, isn't it? It's a, well, I'll tell you
I
what,
thought saying I would say it would give me an idea, but it maybe didn't.
Buy you some time.
Okay, well, how about this then? So what would be one of the first questions you'd ask him?
I'd ask, how in the world did he get so successful?
Because he is huge, isn't he?
And he's so enormous.
Wow, and how long have you been following him?
I've been following his path for 5 years, I think.
Wow, wow, wow. And there's also Dr. Brian Cox, isn't he? He's sort of come on board a lot. Yep. He does a lot of shows. Did you follow him as well?
Yeah, I'm beginning to follow him.
Excellent, excellent. So everybody that's listening out there, here is our big, big shout out. And we're going to keep shouting out about this until Elon Musk gets in touch with you, if that's okay. So we think that Aston Smith, who is an entrepreneur with thoughts, because that's certainly what you come over from my point of view. You're enthusiastic, you're inspirational, you're 11 years old.
Yep.
I actually think Elon Musk needs to interview just for that sole reason. Mm. I think you've got energy, I think you've got ideas, and you are the future. And exactly the same with Brian Cox. You know, get in touch, guys. This is somebody that you need to be talking with, definitely. I also want to come across to yourself, Lindsay, and to sort of say thank you so, so much. And I know that, as we were talking earlier on, is that it's not all plain sailing and it's not easy. And I can see that and I understand that. I was going to ask you, you know, for other parents out there with, you know, children that have got SEN, what sort of motivation that you'd give them? What would you give them? Any advice? What would you say?
Wow. Advice wise, I don't know. I mean, it's a long road. It's a difficult path. Just to get any kind of support for, mm-hmm. for SEN children. And, you know, I suppose the message is you're not alone. There's a lot of us out there that, you know, reach out. People will help you. People are there to support you.
So where do you get your help and support from?
I actually get my help and support by helping other mums and dads, to be honest. I have a lot of them that contact me that don't even know where to start. Because it's the system's broken, it's a mess. So I get a lot of strength from helping them get the help. Wow. It's hard, it's not an easy thing to do, but I love it. I love seeing some parents go, I had no idea I could do that. I had no idea I was entitled to that help.
It's powerful, isn't it? When people come back to you and say thank you.
Yeah, it
is. You know, I absolutely. So in regards to, for people both getting in touch with you, how can people get in touch with you as a parent?
So Aston has a website. It's www.astonsmith.me.uk.
Yeah.
And I think Aston also has a YouTube channel.
Okay, so I'm going to come to you, Aston, if that's okay. Just to finish this show off, if people want to come and see you and get to know you, say you're 11 years old, you know, you're the beginning of an amazing journey, where can people come and find you?
Well, on YouTube, my YouTube channel name is Cosmic Kid,
yep.
Or the at, or tag, is at the Cosmic Star. Don't get me mixed up with Cosmic Kids Yoga. I'm buried under their channel, basically.
Right, we don't want to be doing that. So it is Cosmic Kid on YouTube.
Yes.
Or at the Cosmic Star. I'm going to suggest to everybody, get in touch, go and see what it does. Aston, thank you very much. Lindsay, thank you very much. Thank you for listening, guys, and we will talk to you next week. Have a good week.
Get in touch with The Reality Coach and be part of The Reality Check. Email nigel@therealitycoach.co.uk. Thanks for listening. Until next time.